Get ready, put on your earbuds, turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is, with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day. And now, the one we've been waiting for, the man of God, but most importantly, a friend of Jesus, Brother Don.
This is Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 29, using the Passion Translation. John introduces a key theme of the book at this point, that Jesus is God's Lamb. This recalls the story of Abraham and Isaac when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. But at the last minute, God stops Abraham and substitutes a lamb caught in a bush that was nearby. This was an early picture of Jesus being our substitute for the death we deserve because of our sin. John says Jesus takes away the sin of the entire world. But taken in the context of John's baptizing for repentance, he implies that Jesus potentially takes that sin because repentance is required as well as the confession of sin before Jesus is received as Savior. Some take John as making a universalist sort of statement, that everyone is saved, and thus many may refuse the real gift of salvation being offered. Everyone is not already saved. It's a tempting idea, but the result is that no one would sense a need to change. While John is hesitant to do so, Jesus asks him to baptize him. John obviously feels he is below Jesus, but Jesus' insistence reveals that it is not so much who does the baptizing as it is that the person being baptized has a genuine change of heart. Your inward change is not dependent upon who baptizes you. In verse 32, John sees the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove when he baptizes Jesus. The dove is a symbol of peace as well as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit remains in Jesus' ministry regardless of the presence or absence of the dove. The Holy Spirit was seen in the Old Testament as bringing a temporary anointing for a specific purpose, while in the New Testament, he dwells within us in an ongoing manner. He provides joy, discernment, and power. In fact, we are called the temple of the Holy Spirit. Thus, the words, "it remained on him," signals a shift in the work of the Holy Spirit. But the coming of the Holy Spirit is not widespread until Pentecost. Later, the early evangelists, like Paul, find that some people had only heard of John's baptism, but not the giving of the Holy Spirit. We can only guess that some may have visited John prior to Jesus' baptism, and thus had not heard much about the Holy Spirit. John knew that the Holy Spirit would be given because this had been promised earlier, see verse 33. People today have different views about the Holy Spirit. Some would say Christians need to be regularly renewed by the Holy Spirit, which is a bit like the Old Testament work of the Holy Spirit, while others say that the Holy Spirit indwells you all of the time. Today this is reflected by some saying that we must get filled up regularly, much like getting gas filled up in your car. Others suggest that one filling is enough. What difference do you believe the presence of the Holy Spirit really makes. And I ask you that personally. What difference does the Holy Spirit make? It may be unrealistic to think that you can be happy all of the time, but it is more realistic to think that you can be guided by the Holy Spirit on a regular basis, although there are times that he's silent. Does being filled affect your view of God or faith? Does it influence your fellowship with believers or other people? You may want to listen to a podcast titled The Radiance of Your Spirit. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website, Meeting Room, at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.